Morning, this lecture is the 13th of October, the year 2000. This is an ICAUSE lecture. The title of this lecture is going to be Self-Analysis. Now, there's a great many things that can be done with a self-analysis list. If you're not familiar with them, this is originally started out to be self-analysis in Scientology, and then later it turned into self-analysis in Dianetics. The original book, Self-Analysis of Scientology, gave you quite a few lists, I don't know, 20 or 30 lists, something like that. And these were recall lists. Later on we called the recall list straight wire. And that meant just hooking a straight wire in the mind, you know, from present time to back to where the original incident occurred. In the original self-analysis book, it was called Self-Analysis and Scientology. And instead of having you recall things, you created them. For example, one of the lists is recall the time that when you were happy. In the self-analysis book, in Scientology, it was create a time when you were happy. The original path towards clearing and OT levels and stuff was basically to exteriorize the thetan from the mind and body and bank and stuff like that. And then once that was done, then you went ahead and beefed the person up to where they were bigger than the mind and bank, and they could handle any force or you just went directly towards OT. You exteriorized the person, made him bigger than the bank, and then he erased the bank. Later on, LRH found out that really wasn't the most optimum way for everybody to achieve this mortality. And so then he wound up with keying the grades and keying the bank out gradually. Well, some of the very first things that were done were obviously the OT levels, because that's what he was after. So he was after an exteriorized thetan that was beefed up to the point where they could handle any kind of force or mass or a reactive mind or anything else, certainty in all three universes. And in the Class 8 tapes, he talks about this quite a bit in original days, that if you had a person that wasn't doing well on some of the processing, or he wasn't of a case shape to handle some of the stuff, you just went back to self-analysis. This was the introductory way of getting a person on the bridge and getting enough of a free theta back to the person so they could continue with the rest of their bridge or the rest of their case gain or this rest of their immortality, basically. So the self-analysis lists seem very innocuous or very unassuming. They don't seem like there would be very much to them, you know. Recall a time when you were happy, or recall a time whenever you won, or things like this. But what they do is spot the locks on in a person's life that sit on top of this reactive mind. Now, as we should have known by now, we have our Ingrams, secondaries, and locks. The Ingrams take a tremendous amount of free theta, free attention away from the being, because they're laid in under pain and unconsciousness. They're very heavy incidents. The secondaries are as bad. They're very heavy.